about your ballot paper. A feature of the ACT electoral system is the Robson rotation method of rotating the positions of candidates within each column on the ballot paper. Candidates' names are printed in different positions within a column on each ballot paper. The order of the names on your ballot paper may be different from the order on the ballot paper given to the voter next to you. This means that no candidate has the advantage of appearing in the top position on every ballot paper. By combining Robson rotation with the ban on canvassing within 100 metres of a polling place, the ACT electoral system places in your hands the opportunity to consider each candidate and vote for candidates by name in the order of your choice. How to fill in your ballot paper. To record a valid vote, write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on in the candidate squares in the order of your choice. Don't use the same number twice. Remember, use numbers only. One of the most common mistakes is for people to use ticks and crosses on their ballot papers. This means that their vote cannot be counted. You should fill in at least 5 squares, as there are 5 vacancies in each electorate. If you don't fill in this many squares, your vote will still be counted, even if you vote for only one candidate. However, to make the most of your vote, we suggest you continue to fill in the squares until all your preferences are recorded. You may fill in every square if you wish. If you don't vote for any candidates, your vote will be informal. If you make a mistake on your ballot paper, just return it to a polling official and ask for another. Electronic voting. Electors at certain polling places will have the option of voting electronically. Electronic voting will be available on polling day at the following 6 polling places. In Belconnen, the Belconnen Community Centre, Swanson Court. In Canberra City, Pilgrim House, 69 Northbourne Avenue. Eclipse House, 197 London Circuit. Gungahlin, Gungahlin Library, Hibberson Street. Tuggeranong, the Salvation Army Hall on the corner of Anketell and Reed Street North. In Woden, Callum Offices at 58 Eastie Street. These polling places will also be open from Tuesday the 27th of September as pre-poll centres. At polling places where electronic voting is available, it will also be possible to vote using a traditional paper ballot if you prefer. Just ask for a paper ballot. Votes cast electronically will be stored securely and combined with the results from paper ballots. Key steps in using the electronic voting process. If you choose to vote electronically, you will be issued with a barcode instead of a ballot paper. This barcode will give you secure access to an easy-to-use voting screen. When you scan your barcode, you will see a ballot paper for your electorate on the screen. By using direction keys on a keypad, you can move to any candidate. As you select the candidates you wish to vote for, preference numbers will be automatically listed for you, starting with your first preference. When you have completed your selection and pressed the Finish key, you will be able to see a list of the candidates you have chosen in the order you have ranked them. If you wish to change your selection, you can simply go back and correct it. If you are happy with your selection, scan your barcode a second time and your vote will be securely recorded. The barcode must be deposited in the ballot box as you leave the polling place. Each barcode can be used only once. Special audio facilities will be available to enable electors who are blind or vision impaired to vote electronically, in secret and in private. Electronic voting instructions will also be available in a number of community languages. Further information about the electronic voting is available at www.elections.act.gov.au.